Time for the business news, and as luck would have it, Giles Beckford is here. Kia ora, Giles.
Well, kia ora to you, Susie.
To the markets.
Wall Street's having a very strong session. Technology firms in particular are leading the charge, easing concerns about Omicron variant of COVID seems to be behind the improvement in market sentiment. Also, the chipmaker Intel has jumped quite strongly after announcing plans to take its self-driving car unit through a share float. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average just under 1.5% higher. The S&P 500 2.1% up. And the Nasdaq is the star performer, up more than 3%. Her own top 50 index, nowhere near as stellar as that, gained a mere 12 points yesterday, just over the 12,600 level. The New Zealand dollar, 67.8 US cents, 95.3 Australian.
Okay, now, what about the rest of the business news bulletin coming up, in about half an hour's time?
In about half an hour's time, we take a look at the latest look at the housing market from Quotable Value, QV. Suggests the market is shifting, but the annual price growth has still picked up a bit, more than 28%. We have, as we've been hearing in the news, more details on that sad and cautionary tale of the man who lost $700,000 in a scam, despite a large number of red flags occurring along the way. And franchises, they're growing in popularity, and there's a proper proportion of the economy worth more than $39 billion and employing 180,000 people or so. We'll bring you details of that and, of course, the latest from the markets just after 10 to 7.
Thank you very much, Giles Beckford there.